And it's time for the WXXI Business Report. Randy Gorman is here, and we're talking about employment and cannabis. But these are different stories, right, Randy?
At least in this case, they are, Juan. Let's start out with a job front. Another strong month in terms of job growth for the Rochester metro area. This according to the latest monthly report from the State Labor Department. It shows an increase of 6,000 private sector jobs in August compared to a year ago. State Labor Analyst Tammy Marino says the gains were broad-based across various sectors, with higher education, construction, and the leisure industry seeing the strongest growth. Marino says it is also notable that manufacturing, which had been a weak spot locally some years ago, is seeing a bit of a rebound.
Manufacturing employment continues to stabilize. In fact, year over year, employment increased by more than 1,000. And as a result, employment currently stands at its highest August level in 7 years.
We should mention that the manufacturing employment levels could be impacted in the months ahead with layoffs announced over the last few months at some of the larger companies in town. Speaking of employment, the Postal Service is hiring, mainly on a temporary basis, but some permanent jobs as well. Officials say they're looking to hire 500 seasonal employees to handle the holiday rush. There are also some longer-term positions throughout the greater Rochester area. You can check that out at the Postal Service website. A sale pending for the former Kodak Hawkeye facility on St. Paul Street in Rochester. That's really an historic site for the company and for Rochester. According to Imagine Monroe, the county's industrial development agency, a real estate investment firm called WBS Capital hopes to buy and redevelop the Hawkeye property, which has been vacant since 2011. It'll be in three phases for an estimated project cost of more than $55 million. The first phase will rehab Building 5. The first tenant is Newstar FTC Group. They'll lease a portion of that building. Later phases will include a training center, office building, and affordable housing. Officials with the county say this will create about 30 new jobs. The Hawkeye plant has an interesting history dating back to the early and mid part of the 20th century, among the early uses doing research for the federal government, especially during the Cold War in the 1950s as well. Juan, we've told you about Victor-based Constellation Brands' large investment in a Canadian company recently in anticipation of recreational marijuana use soon to be legal in Canada. Now there's word that Coca-Cola is eyeing the cannabis drinks market, becoming the latest beverage company to tap into surging demand for marijuana products as traditional sales slow. Coca-Cola says it is monitoring that new industry, is interested in drinks infused with CBD. You may remember Beth Adams talked about this last week. That's that non-psychoactive ingredient in marijuana that treats pain but doesn't get you high. The Atlanta-based soft drinks maker in talks with a Canadian marijuana producer called Aurora Cannabis to develop the beverages, this according to a report this week from Bloomberg. Harris Corporation receiving another big order for radios used by the U.S. military. This time it is for handheld radios to be used for the U.S. Army. The radio can simultaneously transmit voice data and what they call situational awareness. They say it's an important milestone for the modernization of the Army's tactical network. The Rochester Hispanic Business Association, that's an affiliate of the Rochester Chamber of Commerce, holding its Hispanic Business Person of the Year Gala Luncheon on Thursday at the Riverside Convention Center. Keynote speaker is the former Cayuga College president, Jorge Diaz Herrera. An official with the ESL Federal Credit Union, Arlene Santiago, is set to receive the award for Hispanic Business Person of the Year. Wegmans still getting larger. The latest store opened up yesterday. Big crowd, as you might expect. Lancaster, Pennsylvania. It is the chain's 98th store. And officials in Rochester celebrating the recent opening of Cowork Downtown. That's a shared workspace on East Avenue. This has been a growing trend for a lot of office workers and entrepreneurs. The owners of this one are Danny Polidor and Sabine Mornay Sally. Mayor Lovely Warren says that shared workspaces like Cowork Downtown are a benefit for the city's emerging knowledge economy because it gives innovators and entrepreneurs a place to combine resources and help each other succeed. It is located at 127 East Avenue. And that's the business report, Juan.
And they usually have good coffee.
They have good coffee and maybe even pastries. Who knows?
They are popular.
Yes.
And so is Wegmans. We are at 98.
98. You know, we've been talking about, see what we can do when we hear about the 100th store, but that very well may happen somewhere, maybe New York City, maybe elsewhere along the East Coast. But that should happen, from what I understand, sometime this year.
This year.
Or next year, I'm sorry.
Oh, next year. Okay.
I'm already ahead to 2019. Looking ahead.
You flipped the calendar already. Right. There you go. So 100 stores coming for Wegmans sometime soon. All right, Randy Gorman with our WXXI Business Reports.